From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's the final episode of Around the Wood Stove. We're going to take a look back through the years, all the way to episode number one. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Our purpose is to encourage the arts, the ones that live in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and also the arts from elsewhere that are the result of Lancaster or that Lancaster should simply know about. Coming up, we're celebrating 4.5 years and 140 episodes of Around the Wood Stove as we end an era in the history of the Wood Stove House. Well, first thing is certainly first. I need to start with a big thank you to all of our contributors and guests over the years who helped make this show interesting, entertaining, and informative about the creative scene in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Around the Wood Stove could never have become what it was without the great mix of voices and ideas that came from our collaborations. And I want to say thank you to you, the listeners. Without you, of course, this whole thing is just kind of silly. Today's program is the story of Around the Wood Stove. I want to start with a shout out to my friend Russell Frost, who really turned the key to start the machine that became this podcast. Back in 2009, I started a house concert series called Wood Stove House Concerts, and Russell helped me out in a big way by coming to the first couple shows and taking some amazing photographs that really helped the series blossom. The first couple house concerts were performed by local bands, but the third concert in January of 2010 featured Jason Wilbur, a touring singer-songwriter who has been the lead guitarist for John Prine for nearly 20 years. Russell and I were both podcast fans, and he was working on his own podcast talking about hybrid and electric cars. One day, Russell suggested that I start a podcast with interviews of the bands who were coming to play our house concert series. At the time, I had no interest in taking on yet another creative project, but at Russell's suggestion, I interviewed Jason Wilbur before his house concert appearance on January 29th, 2010. I did it just in case. Good point. Well, thanks so much for being here and doing this.
Hey, thank you, Jason. My pleasure. Good luck with your podcast.
Thank you, and we really look forward to seeing you. That interview came out pretty well, so the next month I decided to interview my friend Ryan Kaufman, a local jazz sax player who was releasing his debut album. Those two interviews became the first episode of Around the Wood Stove, which was published through a website called Podomatic on March 5th, 2010. Well, joining me here at the Wood Stove House is jazz saxophonist Ryan Kaufman. Thanks for being here.
You bet.
The reason that I really wanted to talk to Ryan is because there's a brand new CD that's coming out. In fact, it's in production as we speak. If I'm not mistaken. So yes. when will it be, let's just start with, when will it be available?
I would expect it available by March, I hope. I'm kind of crossing my fingers.
March. I went on to interview a variety of local bands and some who were traveling through the area to perform here in Lancaster. Some of those early guests included Lancaster's Hiram Ring, Pittsburgh's Heather Kropp, and a band called Barnaby Bright who came down from New York to perform at a Wood Stove House concert in May of 2010. There wasn't a very strict release schedule to the show, but I tried to publish at least a couple episodes a month. Back in those days, the show opened with an old-time folk tune called Buck Dancer's Choice. My friend Jeff Sims recommended the song, and he and I recorded the version that you hear on the show here in the Wood Stove House. In late 2010, with the help of my friend Charlie Silvestri, Around the Wood Stove was picked up for weekly broadcast by WCHE, a community radio station in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Charlie, who has worked in Philadelphia radio for many years, paired the show with his own weekly music program called Up Close and Acoustic for 1 hour of programming.
Hey, I'm Charlie Silvestri.
And I'm Jason Mundock. WCHE presents a 1 hour music showcase.
In the first half, Up Close and Acoustic with Charlie Silvestri features music performance and interview radio.
In the second half, Around the Wood Stove with Jason Mundock features conversations with artists about their music and the inspiration behind it.
We include local, regional, and national touring acts.
Look for us on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on 1520 AM WCHE and WCHE1520.com.
Brought to you by Taylor's Music of Westchester.
We were also able to take the shows to WPAZ, a local station in Pottstown, who were launching a new format at the beginning of 2011. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove, conversations with musicians from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Each week, Around the Wood Stove showcases local, regional, or national musicians. We uncover the inspiration behind the songs and hear stories about a musician's life in the 21st century. We are proud to be part of the new WPAZ family. Check out Around the Wood Stove with Jason Mundock Saturday mornings at 9:30 on the new WPAZ 1370 AM Pottstown. Around the Wood Stove was played on both of those stations throughout the first half of 2011, but the rigorous weekly schedule was too much for me to keep up with at that time. By the fall of that year, I was back to a less regular publishing schedule. The show had become almost exclusively about music and featured a lot of bands who were traveling through the area, rather than focusing on the creative scene here in central Pennsylvania. As the Wood Stove House itself became more and more involved in producing events, such as the first Lancaster's 24-hour plays and a series of benefit house concerts, I began to reevaluate the purpose of the show. Starting with episode number 49, published on March 5th, 2012, exactly 2 years after the first episode was published, I expanded the format to include a lot more than an interview with one or two guests. We also launched the What's Happening Around the Wood Stove segment at the beginning of the show that showcases a handful of news items about local arts-related events or news about past guests. More from Mosaic coming up, but first, let's find out what's happening around the wood stove. Boston's Sarah Blacker is no stranger to the Wood Stove House. In November 2011, she was on the program talking about Come What May, her full-length release from earlier that year. Well, she has a brand new record out called Perfectly Imperfect, which is... I also expanded the guest roster to include far more than local or regional bands. Episodes that followed number 49 included Hart Hyden, a Lancaster native working as an actor in Los Angeles, local writer and actor Adam Lover, author and musician Keith Wilson, local theater group Creative Works of Lancaster, and even a chat with folks who organize and produce the Longs Park Summer Concert Series. As the art scene here in Lancaster really flourished, I decided to focus the show even further by limiting the regular guests to artists who were either from or currently living in central Pennsylvania. The show had really found its purpose, to promote the entire creative scene in Lancaster and central Pennsylvania by sharing news and interviews with those who make the arts happen. I also shifted back to a weekly publishing schedule for more consistency and to try to keep up with the overwhelming amount of activity happening in the area. Another big change for the show in early 2012 was the music. I decided to stop using the Buck Dancer's Choice theme song and instead reached back into my own catalog and used several instrumental tracks that I had recorded over the years, both solo and with my partner Dave Bellard, who makes up the other half of a studio project called Jester's Longevity. The opening theme song is from an album I recorded in 2004 called Boredom Breeds Curiosity. And the What's Happening theme is a track called Masada from a 1999 album by Jester's Longevity called Analog Dub Report.
It's psychedelic, baby. That's what it's all about.
In addition to music from the Jay Mundock and Jester's Longevity catalog, a handful of tracks were written and produced by friend of the Wood Stove House, John Chin. Early 2012 also brought about the addition of recurring segments. While I was adding a lot of diversity to the type of guests on the show, I felt that it was time to bring in other voices to create some of the actual content. The first place I turned was to Creative Works of Lancaster. Chet Williamson, a nationally known author, actor, and musician, was a board member at Creative Works and agreed to contribute a segment that he called Codpiece. A cranky old dude picks incredible examples of cinematic excellence. Chet featured a review of one classic film and a review of one sleeper film that everybody needed to know about.
So today's classic, probably the best film Alfred Hitchcock ever made, 1958's Vertigo, and a film that's on most top 10 lists of all time. Still, Vertigo only got 2 Oscar nominations for Best Sound and Best Art Direction, wasn't even nominated for Best Picture or Director. What won that year? Gigi. Yeah, Gigi. Nice going, Academy. So why is Vertigo so good? Well, right at the start, we have those Saul Bass titles and Bernard...
Chet contributed 3 episodes of Codpiece to Around the Wood Stove and opened the door for the idea of including other voices on the program. Another segment that we began to include was called A Modern Look at Classic Albums. Professor and radio personality at Franklin and Marshall College, John Modern, would share his perspective on a classic rock album of his choice. As a published author and professor of religion and philosophy, John had some fascinating perspectives.
I think I've come at this album on 2 different levels. The first is simple and pure nostalgia. I grew up outside of Akron, Ohio, and the album I'm talking about is Devo's 1978, Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. Their debut album, and I was 7 years old at the time, and I have to admit, I was not aware of the album when it first came out, but when I started thinking about music...
I also began to include regular monthly segments to showcase and promote arts events happening around Lancaster. It started with arts directors from Millersville University, such as Harvey Owen, Barry Kornhauser, and Laura Kendall, talking about upcoming events at their performing arts centers, the Ware Center downtown, and the Winter Center on campus. Later, the idea of having recurring guests developed into 4 regular segments, each focusing on a different arts discipline. At the beginning of each month, Steve Carlson brought us Get Out, a report of art openings and events coming up for the month's first Friday.
We've got Lancaster Galleries, and this is a spot that I always go by if I'm out on a first Friday, or definitely make it a habit to go down there and check out whatever shows happening. That's 34 North Water Street, first block of North Water. It's kind of behind the Ware Center and Fulton Theater. So they've got, right now, they've got a show hanging with 3 artists.
Next, Shauna Stoltzfus provided a look at the independent film scene around the area and interesting screenings and projects to keep an eye on. Her segment was called Shaunama Cinema.
Well, the main thing I want to talk about is the 5-Minute Film Fest, which is coming up, and I'm really excited about it. It's really cool. But first, I want to mention a wonderful little company that's near and dear to my heart called The Motion Picture.
Ah, yes.
And they are, run by a married couple, Barnaby and Julie Holmes, who are good friends of mine, and they worked quite a bit on my miniseries, Young Lancaster.
And so Mike McMonagle joined us during the middle of each month, just before Third Friday or Music Friday here in Lancaster. Mike's segment was called Mickle Time and took a look at what was happening for Music Friday and other great shows to check out over the weeks ahead. 9 stages, 5 venues, over 60 bands. And so we're dedicating Mickle Time to the Lancaster Roots and Blues Festival.
We are. And Mickle is taking a very selfish route towards it. I looked through the schedule of what's there, and I was just, you know, very excited to see so many familiar names and people that I'm excited to see myself. So I'm going to give you what I'm looking forward to for this.
Absolutely.
For this one. So we'll start off
And finally, each month wrapped up with a regional live theater report from Joanna Underhill on a segment we called Skirtin' the Curtain.
Let's talk about theater.
All right.
What a great idea.
What do you know? For Skirtin' the Curtain?
What a novel
idea. Let's do some theater. There's actually a theme to the plays I have to tell you about this
time. That's awesome. What's going on?
They are all works that were adapted from other, like, original source material, all by coincidence.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe it's like some sort of Lancaster thing.
Over the past 139 episodes, there have been an overwhelming number of great moments. I've had the pleasure of meeting and chatting with some of the most amazing and inspiring artists I could ever imagine. I've talked with local bands like the Stray Birds, Kingsfoil, and The Districts, who have gone on to become international touring artists. I've had inspired conversations with members of our local theater community who continually bring new and exciting works to the area, such as nationally known playwrights Dr. Amanda Kemp and Barry Kornhauser, creative works of Lancaster's Eric Goldstein and Lydia Brubaker, and EPAC's Ed Fernandez, among many others. I've also had the chance to explore what it means to be an arts community and to celebrate the arts destination that Lancaster has become over the past decade. One of the most memorable episodes for me was the 100th, which was published in March of 2013. Jennifer Baker, the director of what was once called the Mayor's Office of Special Events, joined me for a conversation about Lancaster itself and the arts community that has come together to build the modern Lancaster art scene. Moose, along with Lancaster Arts, two local nonprofits that have recently merged, have been catalysts in transforming the city and building a spirit of collaboration for local artists, producers, business owners, and nonprofit organizations.
I think people now are really seeing the city as the big picture and really saying, hey, if we work together, we can really do a lot more than what I can do on my own.
Coming up, it's episode 100, celebrating the Lancaster arts and creative scene. Several artists from across many disciplines were also represented on that episode, sharing their opinions about the state of the scene and their hopes and dreams for what the Lancaster art scene could become in the years ahead. That is the energy that I find day in and day out in Lancaster. Artists who are proud of what we've become, but even more excited about helping to make our scene even better in the future. I'm honored to have been part of that ongoing conversation since March 5th of 2010. And I'm truly grateful for all of the artists and arts enthusiasts who have helped build the kind of local scene that could support a podcast like Around the Wood Stove. It has been an incredibly challenging, creative, and fun project to help you discover creative Lancaster through interviews and conversations with those who make the arts happen. For everyone who has been involved in this show in any way, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. But now it's time to close this chapter in the Wood Stove House history book and begin writing the next. You can find out more about today's program by visiting the show post at our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of the program or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced by the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at woodstovehouse.com.